All right. Yo, good morning.
Yo. Wow, that's kind of weird, but hey.
All right. Good morning. Today we're joined by Chicago Bulls legend Derrick Rose. Derrick was the 2009 Rookie of the Year, three-time All-Star, and 2011 NBA Most Valuable Player. And now we can add Grand Marshal of the Grant Park 165 to that list. So yes. Thanks for being here, Derrick.
Thanks for having me.
Having grown up in Chicago, what are your thoughts on seeing NASCAR Cup Series cars run up and down the same streets you and I drive on every day?
It's been unreal. Looking at it from my building, me and the family, we've seen the whole setup. We've seen all the trucks pull in. We've seen everybody doing their job. And just to be a part of this is something beautiful. And, of course, I'm doing this solely for my kids and giving them an experience. And it's a first for both of us. So, Steve Phillips, thanks for everything. NASCAR, the team, thank you all for having us. I feel like it's going to be a blast.
All right, thank you for being here. And if we could get started with a couple questions, we got Kyle Williams from the Chicago Sun-Times.
Over here.
What's up, bro?
What's up? First, have you been to the street race over the past 3 years?
Nah, I haven't been here in the summer. Just like you know, I just retired, so being able to have time and experience or have moments like this with the family has been huge. And my kids love things like this. I got my mom here, my friends here too, so it's a first for all of us.
And then kind of for you, just, you know, since you've retired, you've been at various Chicago events throughout the first pitch at the White Sox game. Just kind
yes,
of,
sir.
Why do you feel, you know, the need, somebody who kind of wasn't always out and about is now kind of showing their face at these Chicago events. Why is that important to you to kind of represent Chicago in that way?
I mean, I'm not at these events solely by myself. I'm with my family, like I said. So this is something I know that they will cherish one day once they get older. And it's memories to build on. You know, I wasn't able to have my dad around. And with me knowing that and craving that since I was younger, I want to be able to have that experience with my kids so that, and setting standards too, when you really think about it. Like, with me being a Rose, I want to be able to maximize, like, my opportunity. And the next Rose that come up, if they do want to venture into a lane or do certain events, I was there first. So it's a challenge too.
And we'll go right over here to the right.
Hey, Derrick, how's it going over here? Zach from Tri-City Sports. What are you excited for about this event? What are you looking forward to when you get out there on the track and see all the drivers and everything?
I mean, everything from, like you said, the track to the drivers. We've seen them actually, like I said, lay down the track. So I want to see that up close and see how they did that. And just the whole experience being out there. I'm walking in and I got my coffee in my hand and my coffee is vibrating because of the engines, and that's something I never really experienced. So, the whole moment and just this, cherishing this.
All right. Any other questions? We got Jay from the Associated Press.
Hey, Derrick, Jay with Associated Press over here.
What's up, Jay?
What did you know about NASCAR going into this experience? And, you know, as someone who played in the NBA for a long time, do you like chopping it up with athletes in other sports and kind of seeing how they approach and seeing what crosses over and what, like, common experiences you guys have?
I mean, when I was younger, I always gave respect to almost every sport that I looked at because I know how much time I put into my craft, and to see everyone else play their sport and specialize in certain things, it's always a respect there. So it went from me watching it on TV, me learning about MJ, actually being involved in it, seeing that he really loved it and was a hobby of his when he was younger, watching it, to my kids actually loving cars. It's no coincidence that it's in Chicago. And I'm here at the right time. So my love for different projects, it's a reason why you asked that question, because you wanted to know why. As simple as my family. This is something new. This is something that's shining the light on the city when the city needs it. And I wanted my family to be involved in it. So that's why I thank NASCAR for even thinking about this, because this is something that's huge on our resume as a family, and you never know what could come from this later on down the future. So.
All right. We'll go to Steve from Chicago Sun-Times right in front.
I got a very serious NASCAR question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Knicks firing Tibbs?
You know, it's crazy. I talked to Tibbs after, and he's good, man. He's good. I think you can't be mad when you're walking away with $30 million. So you can't be too sorry for him. But he's in good spirits, and, yeah, that's my guy. We locked in to the end, but he's good. Jalen's still in New York. He's going to be balling, so... Everybody wins, I feel like.
All right. We've got one more question over here to the right. Derek, over by the light.
Hey, Derek, two quick questions.
Oh, my bad, sir.
Two quick questions. What are you doing now? What's the next chapter for you going forward from here? Are you thinking about broadcasting, coaching, the usual thing, or what else are you doing?
I mean, I feel like it's a transformation. Being able to sit back on the knowledge that I've been learning these last few years, with me understanding knowledge, it comes with not just knowing, but different aspects within the knowledge, like listening, knowing, observing, and respecting, and looking. Like with me falling back and understanding those aspects, it changed who I was as a person, as a dad, as a son, uncle, just striving to be the best I can and to push myself into being new spaces like today. Nobody didn't expect this. This is something new, but I'm getting comfortable with being in uncomfortable situations like doing this right now. I do know a lot about the history of NASCAR because I looked on it and I do my due diligence, so I'm not here just trying to exploit this moment. I just felt like it was a cool concept and a cool paradigm to have my family be a part of. And that's the transformation, being in new spots, creating new waves and emotions to be able to create moments like this.
One other question. I understand you're a big chess fan. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
So my love for chess came probably 12 years ago. Long story but short. Came 12 years ago, it came from me looking up that chess could prevent dementia, Alzheimer's. I started playing it with my friends in the summertime. Nobody else played it. By the end of the summer, three or four of my friends was playing it, and we played the entire summer. We went from gambling on games to doing push-ups for winning games to me finding out or living in New York and being obsessed with it and seeing that kids or the professionals that were playing, they don't get the capital that they deserve when you really look at the totality of how much time and what they dedicate their life to. They dedicate their whole life to a sport, and you don't make 20,000-30,000. So I wanted to change that. So it went from me actually feeling that way to meeting neighbors in New York, Ted and Dina. And Ted was cool with one of the guys that was friends with Magnus Carlsen. Magnus Carlsen is the number one player right now. We reached out, and then, at that time I was creating a paradigm called Chestable. Chestable is just like festival, but we put chess in it. They had their paradigm called Freestyle Chess. Freestyle Chess is Bobby Fischer's spinoff. Bobby Fischer started in 1996, and it was called Chess 960. Magnus and Jan and his team, Jason and Thomas, they created their own paradigm and called it Freestyle Chess. So we conflated Freestyle Chess with Chestable, and this July 12th and 13th will be the first time that we created something like this, or an event like this was created for chess. And once again, this is not to try to throw away or think of chess, the traditional way of chess, in a crass way. Like, we're just trying to create something new, create a vibration, and hopefully get kids to actually critically think and understand that it's a bigger picture. It's bigger than just that moment. And where I'm from, that moment could be a kid squeezing the trigger to a gun. So think about the effects after. you're losing your family, you're losing your life. But our kids now, they're not thinking that far along down the line. And I feel like with chess, it puts you in a mindset to freely think that way automatically because of just picking up the game, or even just moving one or two pieces, you have 3 to 4 million possibilities within that. I don't know no other game that can do that.
All right, we got a couple more. We'll go with Melody right here in the center.
Hi, Derek, right here in the middle.
Hi.
Spoke to a lot of first-timers yesterday from Chicago's south and west sides that said they just didn't grow up learning about NASCAR. They didn't talk about it with their families, but they decided to check it out in year three. Wow. If NASCAR comes back for year four, what would you say to Chicagoans that might feel intimidated by the sport, have never checked it out, but want to come to a race?
I mean, that's life. Experiencing new things, and like I said, with my family here today, that's why I wanted to experience it this moment with. It's not only this moment, but just this whole experience, just retiring. I feel like this is a cool concept. I feel like the way that they curated the track, how they conflated everything together, it's dope. And I was able to see that. And we go from being in the building with my family looking down, seeing it, to we're actually involved in it. So that's the moment as a dad that I try to cherish and that I'm proud of. Anybody that didn't get to experience this or that are intimidated or scared, if you are scared, go to church. But it's nothing to be scared of. Fear is nothing but false evidence appearing real. And once you know that, you get knowledge to everything.
And we'll go to Kalen right next to
Hey, Derek, right here. Being a part of events like this and other Chicago events, how important is it to you to be a part of these events that bring so many people to Chicago for the first time?
I mean, I didn't think that far down the line. I just thought about it, and once it came across the table, they put it on the table, it was a no-brainer that I wanted to be a part of it. And we've been ideating on this for a long time, so to actually be here and see everything unfold, it's what we thought it would be.
Excellent. Any last questions? All right, Steve, last question over there.
I got to ask you, because you're here, if you have impressions of what the Bulls are trying to do, the way they're building. You got any analysis you can give?
With what, the team?
Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention. Even the draft, I haven't. I watched the top 10 picks with my son. And at that time, we was in New Jersey on the shore. And I was off playing 2K with the kids, bro. So I can't even give you elaborate on that.
All right. And one more quick one from Kyle.
Derek, for you, how's it been being an AAU dad and going to all those tournaments and everything with PJ?
It's cool, bro. And yesterday I was able to, be at this game, but today I'm missing it, and hopefully he'll be able to make it here late I want them to lose, but they probably end up winning still. So they probably win the championship today, but I'm very proud with who he's becoming as a young man. His individuality, he'll tell you in the heartbeat that, yes, I'm Derek but Rose Jr., but I'm PJ. And that's what I want from him, to be able to hold his own and just know that, the work part, because of how the environment that I have him in and how, I spoil him if he do things right or, chores or whatever it is, I spoil him. But it comes from the work. So right now he's 12, he's learning his routine, trying to figure out his balance of how much he has to put in. But I'm telling him, it shouldn't be no stop gauging. It's your all. Promise you, if you give your all, bro, the game will reward you. And last month was his first time ever training. I never really trained with him for real because I let him be. His body type is different than mine, but I never wanted to be that dad to like try to force him to like do something. First, I got to see that you're passionate about it. So last month was his first time really training for a month, and he got to a point where he wasn't playing no games, just training. And at the end, he had like a breakdown moment because he wasn't seeing the results. And it hurt, but at that moment, I felt like that's why I'm in his life, to tell him like, bruh, the next time you playing your AAU game, the game is gonna be easier. And I wanted him to see the way you run, the way that you're moving, the agility work, the mental game. You already got the mental, but your body will catch up and the game will be easier from the work. He just saw that yesterday. They playing up right now. He in sixth, they playing seventh graders, and he's playing great basketball right now. And I didn't even want to tell him after the game what it was, but I let him have his moment, and I called him later on that night and just told him how proud I was of, like, the growth and how, like, you're not going to get there just by just wanting it. It's the action. You can say everything. You can tell me you could work, you've been working out, but when you get on the court, bro, I could tell right away that you ain't been doing shit. You can't lie to me, you know what I mean? And those the moments that I love seeing because we in the same stage in our life where it's continuum. It's different, our lives are different, but it's bringing us back together with this because of the fabric, you know what I mean? And getting him to know the importance of that, not to make it long, but or prolong it, but yeah.
All right, and that's all we got time for. But before we let you go, Derek, we got a little presentation of a jacket and a hat for you for your duties as Grand Marshal today. So
cool. Where's that?
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, God.
Hi, Derek. I'm Julie Giese, the president of the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. So this event for us is about authenticity to the city of Chicago and representing Chicago in the best way possible. And having you as our Grand Marshal, I can't think of anybody who has been better for this city, that has represented this city throughout your entire career. You grew up here, you've been an advocate, you've played here, and you are truly a hometown hero. So we wanted to make sure that you had something to take away today that was one of one, completely authentic to Chicago, and that you can take to remember your experience as our Grand Marshal. Thank you.